Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for The Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about The Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Well, once again, we're back with Max Griner. Max, good to see you this week. This show is number 100. The time has gone fast.
Yes, sir, Roy. It is. I wouldn't believe that if I didn't count it up and you hadn't told me, because it seems like we
just started,
you know, and now we're, past 100. This is show number 100, and I want to take this opportunity, Roy, to thank you for all you've done, and you've made this work, and you've made this fun.
It took us 5 years, but we got it done.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Because every year I'd say, Max, let's do a radio show. Well, yeah, I can't do it yet. Out of nowhere, he comes to me and says, yeah. All right, Roy.
We're going to tell that story today, Roy, is what we're going to do. But I just want to thank you and the radio show and KSLR and KTXW in Austin that have been airing the show now all this almost 2 years. I just want to thank everybody involved there. They've just done a terrific job. And we had a story to tell, and they let us tell it. And I just want to thank them. And that story is the Jesus story. But what we're able to do is share some things that weren't being said on the other shows. And so, Roy, I just thank you, brother.
My pleasure. Every week at this time, we have a miracle of the week. So, Max, if you would, share that miracle.
Okay. Well, I'm going to keep talking about the show here a second. You know, I want to thank all the sponsors that have made this show possible. And if they're actually... You know, I put a fleece out to God and said, if you want us to do this, Lord, you're going to have to pay for it. And because I was happy to do that, but he had told me to build that garden. And I didn't want to take my eye off the ball. And so we put out the fleece and said, you know, we want to tell a story. Roy Holly's been, telling me we need to do this for years, and but I just didn't feel like I could take my eye off the ball. We had to build this garden, but we put the fleece out, and I asked different people like John and Brenda Miller in Kerrville, Texas National Car Sales if they would be donors, and they said be sponsors each month, and they said yes each week. And then the YO Hotel Resort there in Kerrville, Faye, and she just said, yes, we will support. We will be a sponsor. Gwen and Larry Burns in Kerrville, they had actually, God had prepared their hearts. God told them that they were supposed to not only support the garden, but they were supposed to support a radio show. And so I came up and said, hey, we want to do a radio show. And they said, well, God's already told us we're supposed to support a radio show.
It doesn't get any better than that, does it, Max?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And hey, by the way, we want to do a radio show. Yeah, God just spoke to us about that.
That's right. And then Bill and Sue Hart in Austin, Texas, Cathedral of Praise Church. That's where the original prophecy that was spoken over us by Dr. Mahesh Chavda that happened in December 9th, 2001 in this church. And today, the Hearts and their church sponsor this program that comes out of Austin and reaches. And there's a few lost people in Austin, so that's a really good thing to have. And then my brother Mark in Austin, too. He in the real estate business, Mark Griner. And he said, I'll help you get this thing launched, too. And then even in Kerrville, Texas, Mamacita's Restaurant. And so we just are so grateful for
these
people.
Very, very fortunate.
Yeah, and God raised them up. I put the fleece out, and God said, yeah, we're going to do this. And here's the way to do it. And so I just thank God, thank the sponsors, and again, thank you, Roy.
Well, Max, did you know you would be doing a radio show? Did that come to you?
We didn't. We back in 1999, after we I'd done some TV shows for TCT Network and Dr. Garth Kuntz, I did 10 TV shows that were just interviews. My friend Jack Rothenfluh, Pastor Rothenfluh, he saw the TV shows, and he said, one day, God's going to use you on TV, and you'll have your own show. And so he was almost right. So you can't see us, but we're here. You can hear us.
Ours is theater of the mind.
That's right. And the truth is, God says he's going to put you on the air, and you're going to share these incredible stories, these God stories. And see, this was way before the garden. And now here we are from 1999 all the way to now.
I remember when you first started and how you were real uptight and everything. And remember, Max, when we made a simple change in how we tape her.
Right.
And when we first started
recorded.
It, we were recording it, and we were recording it in a different way, and it was not comfortable because of the way we were doing it. And so we made that change, and after that, it came forth, and
flowed.
It's doing great, and she's comfortable, and so now she's an O-Pro.
Right.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
And she does keep me honest, too. I'll get poked in the ribs if I say something that's not quite right. She'll let me know.
Yeah, that's one thing about having your wife here. You have to behave yourself.
Yes, sir.
Well, Max, tell us how the show was birthed.
Okay. Well, Roy, the way it was birthed, first, you started talking to us because you were a professional in radio, and we had met through Sherry's niece's one of the parties that she had, and you saw the potential to tell the stories. We tell these stories, and you say, man, this needs to be on radio.
Well, because my show that I do on another station is about stories.
Right.
So I thought,
And these were God's stories.
These are great stories. We ought to be putting these on the air.
And my answer to you was, Roy, God's told me to build a garden.
Yeah.
I not do radio. And so I politely as I could said, not now. I don't think so. This is what God, I've got to stay on this. I mean, it's like, we hunt with bow and arrow, and we've done that all our lives. It's a lot of fun. You don't go elk hunting and then start shooting rabbits. Either you go elk hunting and you're looking for elk, you don't get sidetracked. And I did not want to get sidetracked because so many great things don't happen because people got sidetracked. And so, I was trying to keep my eye on the ball and my eye on the target. But what happened is in Christmas 2014, we went to hear Dr. Mahesh Chavda again at Cathedral of Praise Church. And he had come in from, I guess it's Charlotte, North Carolina, and he was there as a guest speaker again. And we got to see him and renew the friendship, which had built up since the first time we met him.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so he starts to go on into his sermon, and then he stops in the middle of the sermon here at Sue and Bill Hart's church, and he says, the Griners, and he points to us, and he said, God says he's got something else for you to do. It's on the side. He says it's okay to do. He said, you keep doing the main thing, but there's something on the side, and God says, yes, you can do it. And he didn't know that we were thinking about a radio show. And so you had come to me and said, KSLR has a time slot, and would you pray about it? And so I was praying, and he did not know that. But as soon as he said that prophecy in front of hundreds of people, I thought, radio show. He's given us permission to do a radio show. So the sermon ended. We prayed, you know, with Mahesh. It was a wonder, and the hearts again. It was wonderful. And then an old friend came up to me there at the service, the end of the service, Gene and Gail Bender from Austin, and they own KTXW in Austin. And we renewed the friendship. I met him at the National Religious Broadcaster Show years before, and just wonderful family and great people. And he said, Max, I'm bought a radio station, and I want a show about the Holy Spirit. And would you be interested in that? And I said, well, actually, we're praying about that right now. A friend in San Antonio, Roy Holly, has been asking us to do a radio show on the Holy Spirit. And he said, well, if you do that, we'd be interested in running it here in Austin. And because we don't have any Holy Spirit shows. I mean, there's shows about Scripture and about preaching and all that's right, but about testimony. And I told him, I said, you know, well, if we did it, we're not a theologian, we're not a Swindoll or a Billy Graham or you know, any of the great Bible teachers, but we got stories about God and we got stories about the Holy Spirit working in our life. And so, anyways, he put it out there and he said, well, if you do it, we'll run it. And so that's when I put out the fleas and said, okay, God, you've just given us permission. Roy asked us. Now Gene's given us a confirmation. We could start not with one show, but with two show and cover a lot of the state of Texas with the message of the cross and about the garden. So that's how that was birthed.
Well, the radio show is supernatural in birth, and the show is unique in Christian radio, right?
Yeah. You know, the stories that we're telling prove that God is alive today. That, in other words, if you put that scripture into effect, all that good teaching you hear on these stations, and you actually live it and believe it, then these incredible miracles happen and God intervenes in your life. And that's what Sherry and I started doing. And we just are like the blind guy that said, look, I don't understand how this happens. All I know, I was blind and I can see. You're going to have to ask Jesus. And so that's what we're testifying to, is Jesus and his Holy Spirit are real today.
Well, Sherry, you've been married 42 years. Max, y'all been married 42 years. Would you do it again?
I wouldn't wait 7 years for him to ask me. but I knew he was serious when he gave me a bow and arrow. So
that was Max's way of letting you know he was real serious about it.
Yeah, right. I was into archery and bow hunting, and that's what I gave her as a gift, was a bow and arrow. So, I'd prayed that God give me a girl that was not only could shoot a bow and arrow for at least 45 pounds and carry a backpack of at least 40 pounds, but that she looked like a woman. And God gave me this beautiful girl that I've lived with all these years, and she's been right there with me and has helped me do this garden. I couldn't have done it without her.
When I said I do, I had no idea what I was getting into. I've been stuck in the mud on prom night, stranded 8,000 feet in Colorado. I had to clean all of his deer because he says he's allergic to them, and almost got shot at an archery tournament, and I spent my whole life trying to keep up with him. So it has been quite a ride.
So it's been hard to be married to me. You know, maybe not as bad as Apostle Paul. That's why he didn't get married. But to me, it's been hard to be married to me.
Max, any closing comments?
Just that we believe that that we're going into a new year, and there's going to be hope for all of us if we'll put our eyes and focus on Jesus. And I just thank God for what he's done in our lives and the way he's using this garden to bless thousands and thousands, now hundreds of thousands of people. And that wouldn't have happened without Sherry's love and support through this last 16 years of battles. This woman has made it possible and stood with me, and I just thank God for her. And I know that it's going to get better and better, and because we're going to keep lifting up Jesus Christ on that mountain, and we want to just see it happen all over the United States and the world.
Well, Max, you know, a lot of people have had family in during the holidays, and maybe people still around. Why don't you share with people how they can get in touch with us, and there's information on how to get there, and they might want to be a volunteer or maybe participate financially in some way in supporting the Cross? How do they do that?
Well, you can go to our websites. We actually have four of them. The main flagship website is thecomingkingfoundation.org, www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, or The Cross at Kerrville. And you can experience a lot of what we have happening up here on the mountain just by simply going on the website and listen to the videos, watching the videos, listen to the audio, and reading the testimonies, because it's incredible. But nothing will beat if you come up there in person and get inside that big 77-foot cross. It'll touch you. It'll change you.
Max and Sherry Griner, Happy New Year. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Roy.
I'm Roy Holly.
I would like to wish you all Happy New Year, and may your next year fulfill all of your dreams and your life's desires, and be sure and don't leave home without Jesus wherever you go and whatever you do. Okay, now to our quotes for today. The first one comes from Ruth Villanueva. She said, "I went to the cross on my birthday, October 4th, 2016. My mom passed away from cancer more than a year ago, and all of my brothers and sisters abandoned me because I love Jesus Christ. I have always loved them and respected them, and I have shared Jesus' gospel over 40 years. My husband of 43 years is a blessing from God for me, is having health problems, and myself am disabled due to being hit by a car many years ago. In February, I began to experience excruciating pain in my spine. Even taking strong narcotics did not help the pain. Still, I have cried, but I am trusting in Jesus Christ. My daughter took me to the Lord's Mountain in Kerrville, and I felt I was entering God's heavens. I sat beneath that wonderful cross, and honestly, in seconds, I was restored and felt a huge burden taken off my shoulders. I began to weep for joy. God told me everything was going to be all right. When my daughter took me to a barrel of rocks so I could write my petition to God, the first rock I picked up was smooth on top. When I turned it over, in faint letters it read, 'I love you.' Wow, God put that rock right there just for me. I am truly grateful for your prayer garden. I have not had the pain I was experienced. I am praying now for my husband's healing. I have already spoken to our pastor to go visit the church. To God be all the glory. Thank you for all the founders and volunteers of this wonderful and miraculous prayer garden. God bless you all. In Christ's love, Ruth Villanueva." And that's a proof that you never know what's going to happen when you go to the garden, so just be prepared. The next one comes from Samuel Mills from Google Reviews. "The experience at this place was wonderful. I highly recommend it for anyone wanting to grow in their walk with the Lord. The cross statues are simply beautiful. This is one place that everyone should go and visit. The quality and beauty of this park is phenomenal. The site is just gorgeous." And Ted Beckett from Colorado Springs, he is the one who's planning to build a garden in Colorado Springs. The next one is from Ted Beckett from Colorado Springs. "Thanks for all the thousands of hours of toil, heartache, victories that went into creating the Kerrville Garden, an interstate model that will bring a new place of worship for Jesus to meet the needs of desperate and searching people throughout the land. And Ted will be the one who does have the second garden, and it will be in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and hopefully coming soon." Nicole Callahan from San Antonio, Texas said, "So much is going through my head. I had a heavy weight on me and I didn't know why. Yesterday it came to me. I needed to come here to the Sculpture Prayer Garden. The minute I got out of my car, I started to feel the heavy weight lifting off of me." And she's not the only one who has said this. We've heard this many times before. My last one is from Pastor Doug Muchow from Oklahoma City. He said, "I had the opportunity to visit the Coming King Prayer Garden on October 5th. I am a pastor of senior adults and hope to bring some of them down to see your inspiring prayer garden. God bless you all. Pastor Doug Mujaw. And that's all, and Happy New Year.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really. Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse DePlantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as the cross at Kerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.